This is an iHeart podcast.
Pro Woche bis zu 50 Euro zusätzlich sparen. Mit der Netto Plus App. 10% Rabatt auf deinen Einkauf sichern. Dazu Payback-Punkte sammeln und sparen. Mach mehr Plus mit der Netto Plus App.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am the talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My pleasure to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly over the weekend. We had a bizarre display from MSNBC and NBC. You had their hosts and their panels calling on Donald Trump to share his medical records. I guess that's something that Kamala Harris did over the weekend. She put out her medical records. And, hey, you know what? She's a young, beautiful, a spry woman. What is she, 58, 59 years old? You even got hosts. Where did she appear on somebody's show? And the host, I don't think he was flirting with her, but he told her, you know what, you, how did you get here? You look good, girl. You smell great. You can't make this stuff up.
Here we are. How do we get here? You smell good. You look good.
Oh, that's better than smelling bad. Thank you.
I know. You right? Smell great. You look great.
I don't know, Chris. Do you think he was flirting with her? Do you think he was flirting with her? Just a little bit. Well, you know what? She's a beautiful woman. I'll give that to Kamala Harris. That's how she got to the top. Just ask Billy Brown. Ooh, am I supposed to say that? I said it. Ask Montel Williams. Ooh. That's all she got. But it got her to knocking on the door of the White House. She put out her medical records and she's supposed to be healthy. So now you've got the same people, the very same people that had no problem with Joe Biden being in office, that covered for Joe Biden when he said he's not going to release his medical records. Those same people are now upset. Why? Because Trump is not releasing his medical records. You've got Michael Steele, the former chairman of the Republican Party, the RNC. He is a never Trumper now. He's over on MSNBC, and he is calling to see Donald Trump's medical records. Why? Because Donald Trump is fat and out of shape.
Kamala Harris is releasing her health records today. Every presidential candidate has since presidential candidates have been releasing their records. Donald Trump has yet, and all the time that we have known of him and seen him, has refused to do so. He's had, doctors sort of put together a piece of paper with a whole lot of BS on it about the man weighing 215 pounds looking like Wally the Walrus.
Oh, he fat shaming the president. Seriously? Every president showed their records. Biden didn't. Biden did. Yeah. Do these people think we're stupid? Do these people think that we really just, you know, have short-term memory, you know, like Biden? For the last, 4 years, you have people demanding not only that Biden show his, you know, his medical records, but that he take a cognitive test. Remember when they demanded that Trump take a cognitive test and he did and he shared the information, it was flying colors. Joe Biden didn't do any of that. Otherwise, it would have shown that he has dementia. He didn't do it and they didn't have a problem with it. They said, look at Biden. This is the best version of Biden I've ever seen. That was Joe Scarborough that said that. The best version of Biden I've ever seen. And he was busy, you know, falling up the steps and falling over on his bike and tripping and going face planting on a stage and mumbling and bumbling and shuffling around and soiling himself at the Vatican. Stop it. Now, all of a sudden, we're supposed to forget about that. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you got President Trump that's all walking around like a fat walrus, according to, you know, who is this? Michael Steele. Looks like Wally the Walrus. And listen to this also. Listen to the wild speculations on Donald Trump.
The New York Times, though, reports if he wins, Trump could enter the Oval Office with an array of potentially worrisome issues, medical experts say. Cardiac risk factors, possible after effects from the July assassination attempt, and the cognitive decline that naturally comes with an age, among other things. The man is old as dirt. He's the oldest man to ever run for president, and yet the country doesn't seem to care.
Again.
He doesn't release his health records, that we have no idea what's going
on. Okay, hold on a second. What do you mean the country doesn't seem to care? What do you mean this man is old as dirt? What do you mean this man is the oldest person to ever run for office? What, a few months ago, that would have been Joe Biden, Michael. That would have been Joe Biden before you all removed him. Why? Because he's old and infirmed and full of dementia. That's why you removed him and you put in the young, beautiful Kamala Harris. Now you try, he's the oldest man. You're using the same arguments we use to see Biden's records. All you want to do is say it to confirm, you know, what we thought was going on here. You got nothing. As young and as mobile that Kamala Harris is, you know, right now, you've got Trump ringing, you know, running rings around her. He's flying to multiple states, putting on multiple rallies a day. What are you talking about?
In that little brain of his, maybe he had brain worms like Robert F. Kennedy
come
Jr.
On,
we
come
don't
on.
Know. How does he get away with this? And why is the country so accepting that Donald Trump can just say, you know, I'm not going to tell you about my health, but the press and others seemingly demand that everybody else put out theirs.
Okay, let me explain to you, Michael. You have conditioned us. You've taught us how not to care. You've taught us not to, you know, to make these demands. In the same way, back in the day, you all taught us that, you know what, Bill Clinton having sexual relations with the intern in the White House, it's no big deal. It's between two consenting adults. It's their business. What happens with these adults is their business. Remember that, Michael? Remember, that's back when you were Republican. Remember how they told us about, you know, we went ahead and we impeached and the country was upset with the, you know, with the Republicans for impeaching President Trump. The Star report was nothing but soft porn, you know, of a Bill Clinton in the White House doing his thing. Y'all had a problem with that. So all of a sudden, we were taught, you know, what is between two consenting adults. So that's why when you started bringing up all this stuff about President Trump and a porn star and this and that, it didn't bother us. So how can evangelicals vote for a man who shut your face. We don't stop it. We still remember Bill Clinton. That's how hard you hammered that into our head. We don't give up. We don't give a flip about the things that you accused Donald Trump of doing. Now you had Joe Biden literally losing it right in front of us. Literally, we lived through his decline. We could chronicle his decline. His decline happened in real time. This guy was on vacation every weekend. His schedule couldn't be any lighter. And you still carried his water until the debates when it became obvious to the whole world in the country. You couldn't hide it anymore. And then, you know, in chorus, in lockstep, you moved to get him out, threatening him with Article 25. Now you want to turn around and wonder, how come the media doesn't care? How come the people doesn't care? Yeah, we want to see Trump's record. No, we don't care about Trump's health record. Trump is fine, man. Trump is fine. Trump's running around. Trump got shot, then got up. Wait a minute. Trump got shot and then stood up, put his fist in the air and said, fight, fight, fight. Trump went back to the place he got shot. Shut up, Michael Steele. It ain't working. We want to see Trump's medical records. Do these people know how weak and pathetic they look? And as bad as Michael Steele looked, Kirsten Welker over there on NBC is just disgraceful. It is disgraceful how they're trying to, you know, I guess we only have 3 weeks left. They have to throw everything at the wall they can. I'd rather, you know, have them throw stuff at the wall than try to assassinate the president. What was it, the third attempt over the weekend that we know of? There may have been more. But now the big bugalaboo is, oh, Trump's record. And you know what? I don't know. I don't know if you knew this, but there's a lot of concern over Donald Trump's cholesterol level. Yeah. Yeah. You know, he eats all them hamburgers and stuff like that. He doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke, but boy, he's portly, don't you know? What did Michael Steele say? He's a walrus, Wally the walrus. Well, you had the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, sit down with Kirsten Wilkin, and once again, they're playing the game of answering questions that they ask, trying to box in their Republican guests. But just like J.D. Vance, Speaker Johnson was wily, and he took it to Kirsten Welker. And you're going to hear all about it. Coming up next, James C. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly. James C. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. If you want to follow me on social, you can go to X at James T. Harris. I'm there at X also on Instagram at James_T. Harris. My talk show, 6 till 10, Monday through Friday. It's the morning show, morning drive. And you can listen to it on the iHeartRadio app, The President's Help. You know, I don't know many people that have the stamina of Donald J. Trump. There's something about this man. This man is straight up energy. This man holds a rally. Thousands of people wait to get in. And he does not ever plan to disappoint them. They're excited for him when he rolls out. He gets up on stage and he speaks to them for hours. At least 90 minutes. And, you know, contrary to what Kamala Harris said, people don't leave. They can't get enough of him. Sometimes he's on prompter. Most of the time he's not. He's ad-libbing. He's spinning. He's telling jokes. He's funny. He's cogent. He can talk policy and then talk nonsense. We've never seen anything like this. Oh, and remind me to tell you about a strategy. I love a strategy. Going to all these states. But first, Kirsten Welker, a lot of the elites there are concerned about Donald Trump. They're concerned about his cholesterol levels. And they want him to release his medical records to make sure that his cholesterol levels, you know, are normal. And she brought on Speaker of the House Mike Johnson to talk about Donald Trump and releasing the medical records so we could check on his cholesterol. What we're watching right now is simply amazing in American politics.
Should Donald Trump release all of his medical records?
He has. Speaker? He issued the records of his physicians. Kamala Harris issued her medical records as a diversion because she's desperate because she's sinking in the polls. Donald Trump's health is on display. Everyone in America can see it. The man works nonstop. He never quits. He probably sleeps 4 hours a night. He doesn't require as much sleep as the average person. He's an unusual figure. And this is the strength that we need in a time like this. We're in the most dangerous moment since World War II. You have to have strength. You have to have a steady hand. You have to have a commander-in-chief that our allies respect and our enemies fear. They do not fear Kamala Harris. They do fear Donald Trump.
Mr. Speaker,
that's what people are going to vote on.
He's absolutely right about that. Our enemies don't fear Kamala Harris. They don't fear Tim Walz. They don't fear Joe Biden. Joe Biden is owned by these people. That's why we have all of these illegals here, because they got dirt on Joe Biden, probably from Hunter Biden's laptop that the intelligence community stifled that information. We had such a corrupt government. They're so corrupt. Now we have a corrupt media talking about we want to see Donald Trump's medical records. This man is running rings around everybody. We want to see him. We want to see his records. You know, you've got Michael still saying, well, he may be coming up with all kinds of problems. He's the oldest man to ever run for office. And look at all the issues he might be having. They showed absolutely no concern over the health and welfare of one Joe Biden. But now they want to see records of Donald Trump.
Just to be very clear, he hasn't released all of his medical records. He released two letters. Should he release the results of the cognitive test?
It's unnecessary. He's on display every minute.
So it's unnecessary. What? You can see that he didn't release his medical records. You don't want to know things like his cholesterol level, whether he's dealing with any issue that we may not know about, if he's going to be commander in chief. And he also said he would release cognitive tests.
Listen to your question.
Should he release that?
The American people, Kristen, the American people don't care about the cholesterol level of Donald Trump. They care about the cost of living and the fact they cannot pay for groceries because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's policies have put them in that situation. The medical records are irrelevant. Let's talk about things that the American people care about.
Isn't it incredible? We have inflation that is crippling the American people. We have an open border that is creating havoc, a chaos in our country. We are on the verge of World War III. We've freed up Iranian money, and they're using that money to, you know, buy missiles to lob into Israel to support Hamas and Hezbollah. And what do we have the national news media 3 weeks before the election? What are they talking about? Donald Trump's cholesterol level. They're not a serious people, or they're seriously trying to distract the American people with disinformation. Speaker Johnson is 100% correct. America can give a hot damnation about Donald Trump's cholesterol level. She's sitting here talking about his cholesterol. Meanwhile, you got people trying to assassinate him. What a clown show this is. It's a clown show. And the more they do that, I mean, who are they trying to appease to? Who are they trying to influence? This is not working. And again, you don't see any men taking this approach with the Republicans. You don't see any of the male commentators from CNN or MSNBC doing this. It's only the crazed women folk. Speaker Johnson and Kirsten Welker went at it over FEMA. This is very, very informal as well. We'll talk about it coming up next. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Arizona time. You can catch it on the free iHeartRadio app. The Republicans are making the rounds. And, you know, there's only a handful of Republicans that could take on, you know, the belligerence of the mainstream media. Tom Cotton's one of them, Senator Tom Cotton. I would say a Ted Cruz. But, you know, even Ted Cruz used to be at the top. These other guys are better. Tom Cotton. Speaker Johnson, who at the beginning I was not a big fan. I still look at him with a leery eye, but he's doing a fantastic job of dispelling the nonsense of the media. Of course, the king of media on the right is J.D. Vance, who can disarm these people, ridicule them with a smile on his face and love in his heart. It's amazing watching the man work. But here you have the Speaker Johnson, and now they're talking about FEMA, and what a mess. You know what? I'm sure Jesse Kelly has talked about this, but could it be that these hurricanes that hit the United States the last couple of weeks, could it be that that was the October surprise, and the surprise was how unprepared the administration was for it? Could that be it? You got Alejandro Mayorkas talking about well, FEMA's broke. We're going to run out of money. And then like 2 days later, we got enough money. You got FEMA. You've got the recordings, servicing, and them talking about being concerned with DEI. We have to help the transgender community because they're hit hardest during national emergencies. Really? And then where was all that missing money after Mayorkas admitted that, you know, they didn't have the money? We got to bring Congress back. We have to bring Congress back to appropriate more money to FEMA. Why? You didn't have to bring Congress back to send more money to Ukraine. You didn't have to bring Congress back to send more money to Lebanon. Y'all stop it. Stop it. You got caught. You got caught. You got Kamala Harris running around as vice president, trying to act like she's president, trying to act like she's directing traffic, you know, to help out the people who were hit by the hurricane. She's trying to act like she's Ron DeSantis, trying to talk down to Ron DeSantis, and Ron DeSantis went upside her head. Hey, Kamala Harris, what did the five fingers say to the face? Slap! And now the truth is coming out about FEMA. So here you go. Kristen Welker again, she's loaded to bear. She's going to ask the question, then answer it. She's going to say that the Speaker of the House doesn't have his facts right. She's going to try to blame this stuff on Trump when Trump had nothing to do with it. It's FEMA money being diverted. But like I said, you got somebody that can handle it. You got Speaker Johnson, who took on Kristen Welker and not only held his own, but again, made her look a little bit foolish. These are the talking points that are going out. They're sharing talking points. And you know what? The American people can see through it because we can see with our own eyes that FEMA was not there for the people of North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee and in Georgia. They weren't there. And it got to the point where, you know what, we don't need you. We'll take care of ourselves. And between churches and individuals and Americans going in to help out, you know, almost said something crazy. Screw FEMA. Oh, we got Mayor Pete Buttigieg over there from transportation, you know, lying, spreading misinformation, talking about how they want to arrest people who spread misinformation. Meanwhile, What about that money in FEMA? What about it?
FEMA dollars going to resettle migrants? That is a fact. I mean, that is an objective fact. What he's talking about, it's not the disaster relief fund, but it's another fund that FEMA used to resettle all the illegal aliens that they let across the open border.
Mr. Speaker,
the border czar, was the engineer of that.
Yeah. The FEMA funds were not redirected to house migrants. That has been debunked. It's
debunked.
A separate fund. FEMA has said as much.
Oh, FEMA said as much. That has been debunked. Oh, I didn't even know that it was fake news. Oh, that has been debunked that FEMA funds were diverted. You know, we could play you, FEMA officials. I could play for you, Democrats, talking about how they're going to use FEMA money to resettle illegals. How can you say, well, that's been debunked? It has not been debunked. It's very real. And you know what? Speaker Johnson wasn't going to let Kirsten get away with that.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, as its name implies, should be working on federal emergency management, not resettling illegal aliens that are violating federal law. They're sending them around the country. They're putting them on taxpayer benefits. And that has enraged the country.
It has enraged the country. We are getting taxed to have a fund to take care of people, you know, if they're in a natural disaster, if they're in an emergency. It is illegal for the administration to raid one fund to give to another. I'm sure they have some procedures that they can use in emergencies, but they were using FEMA money for the express purpose to resettle illegals who were brought here illegally. There's no legal use of this money. They illegally took it and they're spending it on illegal programs to get illegals into America. There's a lot of illegality in this. And you have Kirsten Welker talking about, oh, you know, no. See, this is all Trump's fault. That's what she says. They try to shift the blame to Donald Trump.
Mr. Speaker, we should note that FEMA funds were actually redirected on Donald Trump's watch to deal with the migrant issue. Let me ask you, you mentioned the medical.
No, ma'am. Wait a minute. Facts are important. That is a new program that started in 2020 under Joe Biden. That funding wasn't necessary under Trump's administration because we secured the border.
Boom.
We didn't invite illegal aliens and dangerous people into the country. That's a Biden-Harris policy, and everybody knows it.
Yeah,
Mr. Speaker, it did happen under Donald Trump's watch.
She's got no comeback. She's got no receipts. All she can say, it did happen under Donald Trump's watch. No, it didn't. Why? Because the border was secure. Kirsten, the border was secure. We had stay in Mexico policies, girl. Girl, they were building the wall. Donald Trump got it down to a trickle. Why would he need to divert funds to house and transport illegals when there weren't any illegals to house and transport? It had been shut down. You see how stupid that is? And then once Speaker Johnson, you know, explains it to her brilliantly, what does she say? She comes back with, yes, there were. Yes, he did. Let me play that for you again. This is how utterly ridiculous this woman is.
Mr. Speaker, we should note that FEMA funds were actually redirected on Donald Trump's watch.
No, they weren't. So she throws that out there. Then she's going to try to run on to the next question, but Speaker Johnson wasn't having it.
Deal with the migrant issue. Let me ask you, you mentioned the medical.
No, ma'am. Wait a minute. Facts are important. That is a new program that started in 2020 under Joe Biden. That funding wasn't necessary under Trump's administration because we secured the border. We didn't invite illegal aliens and dangerous people into the country. That's a Biden-Harris policy, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, everybody knows it, but you see, she has to get the last word in. Kirsten Welker has to get the last word in, and listen to how she does it. Does she provide receipts? Does she counter with any type of evidence of what she's saying? No. You just have to believe it because she says so.
Mr. Speaker, it did happen under Donald Trump's watch.
That's all they have. They're fake news. And generally, I say the Republicans don't even bother going on stuff like this. But if you're going to go on it, you got to be able to cut through. And I will give Speaker Johnson credit, because over the weekend he was able to cut through. Also, J.D. Vance was able to cut through. Those two guys right there, they're doing the heavy lifting. And they're talking policy. I have one more for you. J.D. Vance was talking to a New York Times reporter, and this was the best explanation I ever heard for how open border policies are destroying the middle class. Something that's not talked about very much that should be. James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. I happen to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly today. We're talking about just a range of things, but it's all centered on just a few weeks that are left before the election. It's crazy. We on the right side of the aisle said we wanted to talk policies. On the left side of the aisle, all they can speak about is platitudes. All they can talk about is meaningless stuff because they don't have a serious person as a candidate and they have a doofus as the vice president. This is the worst ticket that the Democrats have ever put up. And that's saying a lot because, you know, before that, it was Biden-Harris. And, you know, you're not supposed to say it, but I don't believe that they won in 2020. I don't. The thing that's incredible about Trump is he came in on a wave in 2016. I think the wave was bigger in 2020, and I think it's even bigger now. But they can't afford to let this happen. They said they want to talk policy. So that's what the Trump campaign has been doing, talking policy, going anywhere and everywhere, talking to anybody about policy, about anything. The Harris Walls campaign didn't start doing that until like about a week ago. It must be because their internal polling shows that they are tanking. I would love to see Kamala Harris or Tim Walz go and speak to a New York Times reporter about the economy. J.D. Vance did just that. And it was kind of amazing what we were watching here. Because you had J.D. Vance go into the belly of the beast, sit down and have a real conversation about why our country is starting to see a decline in the middle class. And he didn't come up with some pie in the sky policy to try to fix the middle class. He was talking common sense. And part of what you have to do is get control over illegal immigration. The left doesn't want to hear it. But once J.D. Vance had the floor, he didn't give it up. And you know what? If you're a thinking person, you can't help but think, you know what? Minds are changed when you really understand what's being done to the country.
We have 7 million, just men, not even women, just men who have completely dropped out of the labor force. People say, well, Americans won't do those jobs. Americans won't do those jobs for below the table wages. They won't do those jobs for non-living wages, but people will do those jobs. They will just do those jobs at certain wages. And think about this from the perspective of an American company, okay? I want them to go searching in their own country for their own citizens. Sometimes people who may be struggling with addiction or trauma, get them reengaged in American society. We cannot have an entire American business community that is giving up on American workers and then importing millions of illegal laborers.
Doesn't that make common sense? I mean, what other country in the world does that? What other country in the world farms out help, you know, at the expense of their own people? That's how ass backwards things has become in America. We've got the Chamber of Commerce, that'd be Republicans, and we've got the left. We're going to bring in new workers. They want to say that the replacement theory is a bunch of, you know, tinfoil hat stuff. No, it's not. And it's happening right in front of your face. And we got American companies that are playing along. Why? Because they want cheap labor. Advance just spelled it out beautifully. Yeah, people want to work, but they're not going to work for peanuts. But there are some people in the world who will work for peanuts. And you know what? We just flew them in here. We flew them in here like this was a vacation resort. These were like temporary workers, but they're not. We flew them in there and we're giving them jobs at packing houses. We flew them in here and we're giving them jobs, you know, at, you know, chicken farms. We flew them in here. We got them. We had them working in the middle of the night. Children. Cheap labor. J.D. Vance spells it out.
That is what we have thanks to Kamala Harris's border policies. I think it's one of the biggest drivers of inequality. It's one of the biggest reasons why we have millions of people who have dropped out of the labor force. Why try to reengage an American citizen in a good job if you can just import somebody from Central America who's going to work under the table for poverty wages? It is a disgrace, and it has led to the evisceration of the American middle class.
It's led to the evisceration of the American middle class. Have you ever heard it put better than this? J.D. Vance just summed up what the Biden policy has been for the last 3.5 years. Oh, I know you don't want to think that this is being done to us on purpose, but it is. It's Cloward and Pivens. That old, you know, those two professors, those socialists, and I think it was in the 1960s, they described, what if you want to crash the system, here's how you do it. You bring a bunch of people and put them on the welfare system here between the Americans that need it and the new arrivals. You can't pay for it all. The system is going to break. That's what enemies would do. Enemies from within. Oh, we see all across Europe. I was in Ireland earlier this year. I hadn't been in Ireland in 35 years. You know, as an American of African descent back in the 1990s, late 80s, I'm walking through Ireland. I'm turning heads. Now you look around, your head's swiveling because everybody from all over the world is in Dublin and all over the island. I was talking to the folks here. They said, you know what? It was kind of trickling along. But then after COVID, bam, there it is. Same thing's happening in Spain. Same thing's happening in Germany, France, England, Inglistan. And the dire warnings are going out. America, don't let this happen to you. It started earlier in Europe, and now they're trying to bring the program here. And J.D. Vance correctly identifies what the problem is. And you know what? They never would have been able to do this if Trump were in office. They had to remove Trump and put a puppet in order for America to go down the same road as the rest of Europe and Australia and New Zealand and Canada. Oh, but you have an administration that's putting America first. They're not having it. And you know what? Godspeed. Make sure you vote early to stem the tide. Thanks for hanging out on the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. Until we meet again.
This is an iHeart podcast.